cry out loud, Jerusalem, proclaim his ways, messengers of the King. Eli, you are my God. Cry out loud, Jerusalem, proclaim his ways, messengers of my King. Eli, you are my God. Cry out loud, Jerusalem, proclaim his ways, messengers of my King. Eli, you are. Cry out loud, Jerusalem, proclaim his way, messengers of my King. Cry out loud, Jerusalem,
proclaim his way, messengers of the King. Eli, you are my God.
Cry out loud, Jerusalem,
proclaim his ways,
messengers of the King. Jerusalem, proclaim his ways, messengers of the King.
Eli, you are my God.
We call it to La Bashina, Nana Masiketa, Ladis, Ilicatola Pia Catomesis, Caparadashi.
In the book of John chapter 1, the Bible talks about how the light shines in darkness. And it says that the darkness cannot comprehend. The light shines where? In darkness. And what cannot comprehend? The darkness cannot comprehend. darkness does not understand it. There is a light that shines that is superior to what? To darkness. The word the darkness cannot comprehend or cannot understand was also used in another place where he says that he that speaks in tongues, what does he say? He says he speaks mysteries. And he says he that speaks in tongues, he speaks beyond understanding. He says no man can understand what he's saying. No demon can understand what. It means that he's not comprehensible to demons and to men, but God understands it. So just the way the darkness cannot comprehend light, the darkness cannot also comprehend utterances of tongues. So it must mean that tongues is one of those lights that the darkness cannot comprehend. I don't know if you are getting one or not. It's the same language. So it means that tongues is one of the lights that darkness cannot what? Comprehend. So this morning you want to release utterances that darkness cannot what? Comprehend. And is locked in your spirit. Are you together with me? So you need to unlock it from the spirit and release it into the atmosphere so that you become, your words cannot be comprehended. It cannot, is unstoppable. So those type of utterances, you have to be focused. Alas. To pray in the Holy Ghost is to speak in other tongues, but it's also to follow the wind. Aradia soketela basha. Aradosia. Comfort. Aradia.
Doni capiasse la talabascia la tia. Geni marati sisi alla gatto la basicata la dascia. Gele tu la miati. Alla delica piatosha la deme, ile dia kule peredos, ali dia meliosha na maradus si abaradi, ele domikai come le tusha, alla dia suni emeli tune fetiba, se le tuni meli kutu miligatia peredis si na mene, ele domekushi minisi si ele vilegetika. Send down fire, Holy Ghost fire, Camelia Shaleme. Send down fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire, hey, Holy Ghost fire. Send out fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost.
us. Holy Ghost fire. Hey, send out fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Hey, send out fire. Ile binama sasale kabashana. Ela dia bosi na maradi la bashaga parani. Hey, Holy Ghost fire, send down fire, 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 fire of the Holy Ghost. Ashala di la barada bagazakato. Ile di la bazakato la bashaga de la baba 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 baba. Ile gadia bazekara bashata la baba 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 baba. Ashata la baba 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 baba. Hey! Send a fire. Ile di samana. Holy Ghost fire kabaila la diabaza. Send down fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire. Ida dele biesi sinemelita. Shelege di le besa. Alaka dele bosa. Ele di itabasha. Send a fire. Holy Ghost fire. El shaboreke dele moto shete. Arete le bosi kabaradi kaba.
Send a fire.
O sheke dele borekitaya.
Fire.
Bereke to Messiah. Send a fire.
Send down fire, fire of the Holy Ghost.
Send your fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send down your fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down this fire. It is the Holy Ghost fire. Yahweh, send down fire. Come on. The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Send down fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire. fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Send down fire.
Send down fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Send down fire.
Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire, Holy Ghost fire, send down fire, fire of the Holy Ghost, send down fire, Holy Ghost fire, send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire.
Amen.
Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Praise God. This morning, we will cry for fire. Huh? That's what we're going to cry for this morning. We'll cry till we feel we have cried enough in our spirits. The fire of the Spirit. The fire of the Spirit is what puts you. Can you guys join the crowd? Choirs in the choir. The fire of the Spirit is what puts you it puts you in the. You guys are too, you are not as active as I want you to be this morning. How can my worship leader be turning their back? I'm ministering to the Lord, you are turning your back. How will you know when I need you or when I don't need you? Why don't you people know you are meant to be in sync? You are not just here for yourself, you are a minister. So you are too docile for me. Are we together, friend? The fire of God puts you. It puts you under the right spiritual temperature. Eh? And it makes sure you are not lagging behind God. Eh? And it also causes you to be relevant. You know, to what the Lord is doing. And it also brings you above the machinations of hell. And it also frees you from the darkness of your times. And it also enlightens you into the current posture of heaven. And so we're asking for that fire.
meaning that we're asking for a spiritual update. Huh? You remember our phones, right? Where they tell you there is an update available. And that update assures optimal performance of your device at the level of the recent possibilities. Am I correct? So that's what we're asking God for, right? So you ask with your heart whilst your mouth is releasing utterances to heaven, but your heart is knocking. Yeah? That's how to pray, right? That's what we're going to be doing. So you release tongues into the atmosphere, but make sure your heart is demanding for that fire. So it is heart and mouth. Huh? It says when you say to this mountain, and don't what? So in prayers, what do you need? Heart and mouth. It has to be in sync for there to be a miracle. So that's the prayer. You see, to pray in the Holy Ghost is not just to speak in tongues. It's one of it. But it is to be led by the Spirit even in prayer. It's to allow the Spirit lead you. So we will release the tongues of heaven. And then we will petition heaven with tongues and with our hearts. I will say, Father, I want your fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Mashallah, dear. Elakatala da ba 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 ra da ba si alabasha.
Ayatoba, Alagatala Bagasaka Talabasha. Set a fire, Yakabo Samaradis.
Send down fire. 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 Holy Ghost fire.
Yes, Lord. Masatalabas.
Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Will you send down fire? Holy Ghost fire. Send your fire, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Will you send down fire? The Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Shall it come up
here? Send down fire. Send your fire, fire of the Holy Ghost.
Send it.
Will you send your fire, Lord?
Send a fire of the
Holy Ghost fire.
Send
your fire, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus, they were praying.
Amen. This morning we bury lukewarmness.
Amen.
We bury lukewarmness. We bury. You are going to pray the Holy Ghost, and what you are doing is that you are digging the grave of the spirit of lukewarmness around your space. Lukewarmness, the attack of lukewarmness. You dig by the Holy Ghost. You dig a grave for it and you bury it. Open your mouth and bury lukewarmness. I said, bury it, bury it, bury it. Bury it with the tongues of heaven. Bury it. Release the tongues of fire. 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 Tongues of fire.
Send your fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send your fire. Holy Ghost fire. Will you send your fire? The fire of the Holy Ghost. We want you to send your fire.
Shelagatia Basia, Elegatella Botella Bosha, Honorable Sagatella Bosia, Shelagatella Borobia. Come on, very, look on us, very,
Lord, it's the fire of the Holy Ghost. Will you send your fire? Holy Ghost fire. Send your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. We cry and yearn for your fire. Lord, send your fire. Fire that puts an end to lukewarmness. Will you send your fire? Will you send your fire? Lord, we need your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Papa, send your fire. We can do nothing without your fire. Our life depends on your fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Will you send your fire? We cry. Send your fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost. We turn on our backs to look. It's by the provision of your fire. Will you send your fire? It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. Papa, send your fire. The Holy Ghost fire. Send your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Will you set your fire? Holy Ghost fire. Set your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Will you set your fire? That's our way out of lukewarmness. Will you set your fire? It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. go. We want to carry your fire. We download your fire. Will you set down fire? Fire of the Holy Ghost. When your fire comes, we will be changed to another man. No. Will you send your fire? Fire of the Holy Ghost. Will you send your fire? We want to operate at your frequency. All we need is your fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost. We need the provision of your fire. We want you to send your fire. Baba, send your fire, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send your fire. Today is the last day for lukewarmness. So will you send your fire? The fire of the Holy Ghost. That our hearts carry your fire. That our minds burn for you, oh Lord. Will you set your fire? Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send it, send it, send it, send it, Lord. Send your fire, Lord. Send it, send it, send it, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send your fire. Send your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. That we do not lag behind. That we are walking with you. Will you send your fire? Fire of the Holy. Send your fire, Lord. Send your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
This fire, when Elijah called it, he said, Elijah poured fire, water, on the sacrifice. And this fire was able to lick the water. Water is meant to quench fire. But this fire can quench water. So there is a kind of fire that can destroy everything that quenches your fire. So in this next level of prayer, what we are doing is that by the fire of the Holy Ghost, we are bringing a destructive end to everything that quenches our fire.
Amen.
anything it is. Huh? Because that's what Elijah showed us. He said, put water on the altar. On the, that the reason why the fire of God burns is not because there's no water. He says it will burn . You can stay there, Bola. Glinch, come on, move closer. All right, Bola, stay there. It will burn anything that has the capacity to quench our fire. It could be a weight, it could be a sin, it could be a relationship, whatever it is. It could be machination of hell. Yes. It could be an enchantment. And a lot of you don't even know that demons sometimes, spells are released to attack you. A lot of us are not even aware of that reality. But we are going to call for that fire. And say anything that quenches fire that is operational in my life, the fire of the Holy Ghost destroys it. Huh? Every infrastructure set up by hell, flesh, or self. Huh? What infrastructure? Set up by what? Hell, flesh, or self. Those are the three areas where fire quenches. The things that quenches fire come from three places. Hell, flesh, or self. The most dangerous one is self. And it is the least seen one. Yeah. Flesh is the works of the flesh. Hell are the works of devils and demons. Praise God. You know, sometimes it is stubbornness. Stubbornness is self. Yes. You can be stubborn on a matter and your fire is quenched. Yes. Sometimes lack of submission quenches your fire forever. You don't understand? The one of self is the worst. The one of self is the worst one. Because the one of self, you can even use it to go and purchase strange fire. What can you purchase? You can purchase what? Strange fire. It will look like fire, but it's not fire. It's powered by self. Huh? Strange fire. The one of self is deadly. Unforgiveness. Those ones are the fire by what? Self. That one is bad. Self is the worst one. It's bad. You need an encounter with God or a real apostle to help deliver you from that one. Self. With self, you cannot carry the fire of God when you are under the attack of self. Eh? Yeah. Paul says, Demas has left me, having loved this present world. Now, which kind of fire can Demas ever get? The only fire Demas can have is going to be strange fire. Demas will be doing ministry under what kind of fire? Strange fire. Why? Because the fire has, the real fire gives your life, it has a measurement. For Demas, if he's under the fire of the Spirit, it will be with Paul. Do you understand what I'm saying? His fire level, that's the measure of it. Immediately, because of self, he leaves Paul. It will not operate under fire again. But he will still be doing ministry. Which fire will he use? Strange fire. Strange Strange fire. So self is the most deadly one. Self. When you look into the world and see people who do not carry the power of God, is self. Sometimes some people feel they are bigger than the church. Yeah. Sometimes some people are so offended that self has taken over. They can no longer carry fire again. Sometimes it's the work of the flesh. And sometimes it's what? It's the machination of what? Hell. Eh? Yeah. Osho Ajemere. You know those kind of things. I mean, witchcraft, wizardry can be unleashed over your life. If you don't rise up to push it away, if you don't refuse things, Satan wants to do a lot of things to you. You see, you are aware of your salvation. Satan is not aware. Your new creation reality, Satan does not agree. That's why you have to enforce it and say no. That is when, don't think Satan and you are quoting the same scripture. Satan does not agree that if a man be in Christ, a new creature, he's not jumping with you. That, Satan says it's a lie. Now, you are the one that will now say it's true.
Yes.
Then he will now back out. So there are three places. Yes, hell, flesh, and self. And sometimes this self one can even be generational. Yes. You can carry the self of your great grandfather. If Timothy can carry the passion of his grandmother and his mother, then you can also carry their lukewarmness.
Yes.
But this fire of the Holy Ghost can lick everything that can quench your fire. So there is a way we're asking for it. We're asking for it in a way, the Father, I want this fire and I want it to destroy the infrastructure. I want you to understand what I'm saying. I said infrastructure. Because it's about to get serious now. Because as I'm speaking, devils are going to fly out of this room now. Watch. Devils are going to fly out. You are going to hit. Some of you are going to hit encounters now. You will have deliverance from generational works of darkness. That's why I use the word infrastructure. What brings it becoming? It's a system. It says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. For what? The pulling down of stronghold. What's a stronghold? Infrastructure. Infrastructure. We need to pull down infrastructure. And imaginations, they exalt themselves above what the knowledge. It means that they are the knowledge of God. There are things that have exalted themselves above the knowledge of God. You can be feeding a dog and there are ticks sucking his blood. Your dog is eating but it's growing lean because there's an infrastructure. Sometimes they can be in the ear of the dog. Sometimes they just locate themselves somewhere and you are doing everything but the dog is not performing because an infrastructure. I bring judgment over every demonic overseas infrastructure. I step in the prophetic office. Wait, I've not yet prayed. Wait. Do you know some women will hear the message of submission to their husbands? And every weekend, they will not submit. Every weekend. They hear the message on Sunday. By Wednesday, they are not submitting again. You know how many men have heard the message of love their wives? And they can only do it for 2 days. Why? There is an infrastructure. She says, I know I'm not meant to be slapping this man, but I don't know what carries my hand to slap him. There is an infrastructure that is going today. This morning, the Lord just authorized me to curse and destroy every infrastructure. We're going to demolish. That infrastructure, that thing that is not allowing you move fervently. Yes. That thing. Let me show you scripture. I see infrastructures already crumbling. Yes. I see it crumbling already. I will show you one scripture. I see it come. I see infrastructures. I'm seeing buildings that are going down. Demolition of buildings. It's going down. They are flying out now. Devils are flying out. Devils are flying out. Principalities are losing their grip. I see. Oh my goodness. Some of you are losing. You can't even stand. It's the power of God. The power of God is crumbling it. Are we together here? In the book of Matthew chapter 15 from verse 12, the Bible says that then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Huh? You see, the Pharisees had become a major obstacle to people advancing the things of God. They were the strongholds. And they said, when Jesus spoke, disciples said, Jesus, didn't you notice that the Pharisees were what? Amen. Offended. We are going to offend every infrastructure. What did Jesus reply? Every plant which my Father, Heavenly Father, has not planted will be uprooted. Every infrastructure that has a control over your life, that is not allowing you to maximize your supernatural destiny, not tomorrow, not in the afternoon, this very hour, this very moment, we uproot, we demolish. Oh yeah, open your mouth and begin to pray. Every infrastructure that quenches your fire. Pray, 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 pray. Pray,
send your fire.
Sponsoring your lukewarmness.
Holy Ghost fire.
We pull you down.
Send your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send your fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send your fire, Holy Ghost fire. Send your fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. The uprooting fire, the uprooting fire. You wilt out every infrastructure. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Send your fire. Send your fire. Send your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. To uproot the machinations of hell. To uproot the flesh. Oh, Send your fire. Anything that does not look like you, let your fire burn them up. Will you send your fire? Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send your fire. That what remains is what is purified. Oh. Will you send your fire? Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send your fire. fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Our life must move, move at your frequency. Will you send your fire, fire of the Holy Ghost? That's your provision for my life. That's your provision for my life. Oh.
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Be on your feet. I'll begin to pray like this. We are in a practical session. What we are practical session. It's like when you are in the surgery room. It's a practical session. You are really cutting the body. Practicals. That's what's going on now. We're going to pray. Against generational princes. What do I call it? Those are installations that were installed before you came into the scene. Which are perpetuated by altars. Huh? Aha. When we pray this prayer, deliverances will begin to take place. Every generational prince that has perpetuated my limitation in my walk with God. Every generational prince that has stood against my spiritual progress. Every generational prince that has released substances that quench my fire. Every generational prince that has an effect in my walk with God, be gone by fire. Be gone by fire. Every generational prince that has perpetuated the continuity of darkness from one generation to another generation. Aha, ledebekaya dola baradila kasana. I don't know if you are ready to pray this prayer. Be gone, be gone, be gone, be gone by fire. Be destroyed right now. Be destroyed right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Kabasaka talaba shatalaba shalaka tobe zokotola basia.
Fire, Holy Ghost fire, send your fire, fire of the Holy. your fire come, oh. Set your fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Will you set your fire, Holy Ghost fire? Set your fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Set your fire, Holy Ghost fire. Set your fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Let your fire come. Let your fire come. Let your fire come. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Will you set your fire? Holy Ghost fire. Set your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Set your fire. Holy Ghost fire. Set your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Your fire has come. Your fire is here. Set your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire has come. Miracle is here. Send your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Your fire has come. It comes with deliverance. Send your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Your fire has come. It comes with deliverance. We receive your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Your fire has come to set free and deliver. Set your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Set your fire. Holy Ghost fire. Set your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Your fire has come. Deliverance is here. Your fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Your fire is here.
Jesus, we pray.
The prayer is simple. The thing, if you check Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that family is one of the families that God made us really understand, their life made us understand the realm of the spirit. God opened them up for us. You see, sometimes you are reading the story of Abraham and you go and read the story of Isaac and you almost think you are reading the same story. You read the story of Jacob, it's as if you are reading the same of the story of Isaac. Why is that so? Because generations are connected. So this prayer that I'm praying, What took out some of your grandfathers or great-grandfathers is what took out your grandfather. Is what took out your father. It might change shape. Eh? It might what? It might change shape, but it's coming for the same bloodline. Because devils are connected to blood, not persons. Why? Because these devils are timeless. So they don't know that somebody have died. What do they know? They know blood. That's why salvation had to be a blood issue. I don't know if I'm preaching here. To deliver us from the previous blood and initiate us into another blood so that we can counteract. So whenever you come to the New Jerusalem, there's always the blood. He says, we have not come to the mountain that can be. He says, we have come to the new Jerusalem. He spoke about the angels. He spoke about spirit of judgment. He spoke about the blood. The blood is a reality.
Yes.
Are we together? In the New Testament, which is what we use to counteract every machination of hell. Are we together with me?
Yes.
So this prayer we are praying is that what we are making sure is that what took your father out will not take you out. You did not hear me. I said what took your father out will not take you out. What took your father out is continue. He wants to continue with you. It didn't end. And that's why some of us, the prophecies that are coming upon your head were the same ones that came upon your father. Because it's the same blood. Are you together with me? So this particular prayer, we're going to evoke the blood of Jesus. Are you with me? And we say, by this blood, every prince, every generational prince that is sponsoring my limitation. Are you understanding? Sponsoring your limitation, quenching your fire, every generational prince. You see, because if you don't end it, it will end you. Today it ends. Are you with me? Are you with me? It ends today. So in the next few seconds, you are going to lift up your voice and you are going to pray the Holy Ghost and pray in understanding. And what you are enact, listen, no devil can stand the blood of Jesus. No devil. From where? No devil. But you see, it is the heartfelt prayer of the righteous. That is the one that can make power available. If it's not heartfelt, things remain the same. The problem is not that there is no power. It's that, is it heartfelt? So you want it to be heartfelt. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. We bring an end to the oppression of generational princes. Over my destiny. Over my generation. Over my lineage. You are dead this morning. You are destroyed this morning. Jelekele borobobobobobobobosha. Jelekele borokotobosi. Jelekele boshekele borogodi.
Send down fire.
Jelekele borokotobobobobosha. Jelekele borokotobobobosha.
Send down fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire, Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Send down fire, Holy Ghost fire. Send down fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire.
Fire, 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 fire.
fire, 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 fire of the Holy Ghost. We will stand generational free with the fire of the Lord. Fire, 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 fire of the Holy Ghost. We will stand generational free by the fire. Fire, Holy Ghost fire, send your fire, fire of the Holy Ghost, send your fire, Holy Ghost fire, send your fire, fire of the Holy Ghost, send your fire. Holy Ghost fire, send your fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, send your fire, we need your fire. Your fire is here, fire of the Holy Ghost.
Silatala diaba sikaba. Jala katala baragatosia. Kashapote. Aradie. Kadumilikadi. Sefia. Every pit of limitation. You are pulled out of it in the name of Jesus. Aramenos. You know, I see three of you. Even though you are here, but you are in another place. And that other you is being manipulated by hell. And it's being tied down. But because of what is going on here, we go there and we uproot, we take you out. Free, free. People I'm talking about will begin to experience a strange anointing right now. A strange anointing is coming upon them. Very strange. A supernatural sensation of the spirit. The Lord releases judgment over your oppressors. Yes. Life is taken away from your oppressors. They lose their lives. There are two of you going through a deliverance right now.
The Lord is causing you to experience a mighty deliverance. By the hand of a prophet, the Bible says he let them out. Kabudaya. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord has asked me to refuse a condition called aborted transition. Transitions that are aborted. The Lord says I should refuse it. And we should bring an end to it. Some of you have gone through experiences where you are about to transit. You knew that you're about to transit into a bigger place. And for some way, for some reason, it was aborted. And it was as if you returned back to status quo. Amen. But the Lord is aborting the transitions. Amen. He's aborting what aborts your transition. Amen. That's why prayer is important, because this is where we do the practical. We bring an end to aborted transition. Yeah. You see a new place open for you. You're about to enter it, and it becomes aborted. You have even made plans. You have made generational plans, and suddenly it's aborted, and you are back to square one. We bring an end to aborted transition. You know, the Bible says that shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Huh? Shall I bring to the birth? Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery? Says the Lord. Shall I who cause delivery shut up the womb? Says the Lord. So it means that aborted transition is not from God. Yes. Huh? And this is the word the Lord gave me. He says, it's not me. It's not me that aborted the transition. They are devils that abort transitions. And today we bring an end to that. Amen. Let me read the whole package that God has for us. Let me read it to you. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. That's verse 5. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brethren who hated you, who casted you out for my name's sake, said. Let the Lord be glorified that we may see your glory. But they shall be ashamed. Those who doubt that the Lord will be glorified in your life, they shall be ashamed. Everyone who has come to this prayer meeting, online, on site, those who have said, let's see what will come out of him. This is the ordinance of heaven. It's the Lord that brought this scripture for us. What will happen to them? Aha. A voice of noise from the city. A voice from the temple. The sound of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord, who fully repays his enemies. Huh? So the Lord is going to recompense all his enemies. Before she travailed, this is the new order, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered a man child. Now, if she brought forth after travail, it would have still been a great thing. But God says, I'm not going to do it normally. We're entering a frequency called before. I don't know if there's anyone receiving these words. I said it is before she travailed. And for some, it's going to be literal. For some, it's literal. It's literal. These are some people are going to take in this new month. Before she traveled, she brought forth, before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. So she didn't see shame. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? It's an abnormal thing, but we found out as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her child. So God is not doing normal with us. Immediately, as soon. We know nations are not born in one day, but this particular one will be born in one day. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Said the Lord. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb? Said God. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her. Your days of mourning are miraculously over. I said, your days of mourning are miraculously over. So, we're going to enforce this ordinance. The first ordinance we're going to enforce is that we bring an end to aborted transitions. Every transition that God has ordained for me, every supernatural transition, it comes to full term and it is birth. Aha, 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 aha. Aha, 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 aha. There is power for delivery. Pray this prayer, pray this prayer, pray this prayer. Jalakatola bina, zelekatala bashaka salaba. Thank you. It says, will I bring her to birth and not cause to bring forth?
There is power to deliver all he planned out for me. There is power to deliver all his purposes for me. There is power to deliver all he planned out for me. There is power. There is power. I have power to deliver all his purposes for me. I have power to deliver all his purposes for me. I have power to deliver all his purposes for me. There is power. I have power. I have power to deliver all he planned out for me. I have power to deliver all his purposes for me. I have power to deliver all he planned out for me. I have power. I have power. I have power to deliver all he planned out for me. I have power to deliver all his purposes for me. I have power to deliver all he planned out for me. I have power. I have power. Hey! I have power to deliver all he planned out for me. I have power to deliver all his purposes for me. I have power to deliver all he planned out for me. I have power. I have power.
I have power to deliver all his planned out for me.
Can I have the choir back to me up? I have power. That's the prayer. You are going to pray in tongues, and all you are saying is, I have power. There is power. I will bring to birth. I will deliver all his plans. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. I have power to deliver all his planned out for me. I have power to deliver all his purposes for me. I have power to deliver all his planned out for me. I have power.
I have power to deliver all
for me. I have power to deliver all
for me. I have power to deliver all his
plans
for me. I have power to deliver
all
for me. I have power to deliver all
for me.
I have power to deliver
all.
I am power to deliver all his
Spirit that is set out to abort your transition, we release the judgment of heaven. Every spirit, every man set out to abort your transition. Arakunia maradi kabasa. We collect power from them. They lose power in the name of Jesus. Every wicked spirit, every wicked man, every wicked woman, anyone that stands in the way of your transition, we sack them. We declare their seat vacant. We scream vacancy in the spirit. We announce them vacant. We anoint them vacant. We bless them with vacancy. We baptize them with vacancy. They shall not be found anymore. They shall be lost. They shall be misplaced. They shall be discarded. They shall be dishonored. They shall be put aside. As a man has ended, so shall they end. They shall end like Haman in the day of Mordecai. In the name of Jesus, they shall be hung to the gallows. In the name of Jesus. You transit by fire. You transit by fire. You transit by fire. Your transition is no longer postponed. Your transition no longer postponed. No more postponement. No more. 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 In the name of Jesus. It's your turn to perpetually rejoice. I said, it's your turn to perpetually rejoice. The rejoicing that is permanent, it's your turn for it. You will permanently rejoice. I said, you will permanently rejoice. Put back Isaiah 66. You will permanently rejoice. Let me just read the ordinance to you. You know, the spirit has overed. Then we can speak. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, be glad with her. All ye that love her, rejoice with her. All ye that mourn with her. That ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of our consolations. That ye may milk out and be delighted in the abundance of our glory. I say, you are coming into consolations. You know why there are consolations? Because you were refused in the past. And the Lord is bringing consolations. It's not one consolation, it's consolations. You are coming to the plurality of joy. I said, you are coming to the plurality of joy. You are experiencing joys. I said, joys, joys, joys. And those that rejoice with you, they will sulk and be satisfied with the breast of your consolation. That's why it's not a one-off consolation. You say it's the breast of consolation. It means that it's permanent. It's permanent. It's the source of consolation itself. It's not just milk. It's the breast of consolation. Are we together here? That ye may milk out. They will milk out, but God is giving us the breast of consolation. Those who rejoice with us will enjoy milk. And you shall be delighted with the abundance of her glory. Amen. Glory will bring abundance to you. Amen. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Amen. Then shall ye suck and ye shall burn upon her sides, and be dandled upon her knees. Aha. It's a blessed time for you. Those under this utterance, it's a blessed season. You will not mourn. You will rejoice. And the rejoicing shall be multiple. And the consolations are going to be multiple. And the Lord will give you the source of joy itself. Hallelujah. If you believe this, you will shout a thunderous hallelujah. Let your hallelujah sound like thunder.